So with that being said, we'll move to our budget highlights summary. Okay, County Manager.
Thank you, Chairman. Bertie County Board of Commissioners, Bertie County staff, Bertie County citizens, taxpayers, and community partners, good evening. In accordance with North Carolina General Statute, I submitted a budget message as County Manager and recommended a budget for the fiscal year 2025-2026 on May 14, 2025. The proposed funding for the general fund for fiscal year 2025-2026 is $24,950,113. The proposed general fund budget does not include a fund balance appropriation. There is not a proposed increase in the county's general property tax rate of 93 cents per $100 valuation. Total valuation projection for fiscal year 25-26 is $1,550,562,881. At a collection rate of 100%, each penny produces $155,056.29. At a collection rate of 97.6%, each penny produces $151,344.94. The proposed special appropriations in the budget are similar to the appropriations that have been made to various vital programs, regional agencies, and nonprofit organizations in prior years. The total allocation recommended to special appropriations is a little over $6 million. Most of the special appropriations are annual operating support for Bertie County schools, community colleges, and the regional jail, which includes $3,027,671 to Bertie County schools, $375,000 to Bertie County Schools Capital Outlay, $59,275 to Martin Community College, $31,500 to Martin Community College Capital Outlay, $55,000 to Roanoke Chowan Community College, and $1,147,006 to Bertie Martin Regional Jail. Several capital requests have been recommended in the proposed budget for fiscal year 25-26 as presented on May 14th. Those included an ambulance and quick response vehicle for emergency medical services, and antivirus software administered by Information Technology Department and Human Resources Management Software. Personnel requests have also been recommended, including 4 employees in EMS, a bailiff in the Sheriff's Office for courthouse security, and part-time seasonal employees in the Parks and Recreation Department. Since the recommended budget was presented on May 14th, budget work sessions were held on May 19th, May 22nd, and June 5th. Changes made to the budget since the last work session on June 5th include changes to the salary, FICA, retirement, and group insurance line items for basically all departments to ensure all positions approved for departments in the general fund are budgeted with the same percentages for all applicable departments in the general fund for those line items. $12,000 was added to capital outlay equipment for the IT department to include the antivirus software as well as a website upgrade. $54,000 was added to contracted services in the economic development department for the project consultant. In the special appropriations category, $1,000 was removed from the Roxbury Festival sponsorship. $100 was removed from the West Roanoke Missionary Baptist Association. $1,000 has been budgeted and added for Equity Films, and $1,000 has been added and budgeted for Juneteenth celebration hosted by the AMVETS Post 103. These additions have resulted in an increase of $130,071. During this evening's public hearing, of course, we will hear from the public momentarily. Afterward, the board will decide when and how to finalize the budget. And as of right now, adoption of the budget is scheduled to take place during the regular meeting on Monday, June 16th at 6 o'clock p.m.
Thank you, County Manager. Okay, we will proceed, move right along into our public hearing for the fiscal year 2025 to 2026 county budget.
Thank y'all for having me again. I think I met most of you guys back in February. some of you I knew prior to that. My boss, Mike Patruncio, that's usually here, has some wife has some health issues, and so he's not going to be able to be with us tonight. My boss, Jim Sly, is here. Josh Powell from the Elizabeth City office, and Ahmad Vaughn. You've probably seen him and Bertie. He's one of your very own smoke chaser. First of all, thanks again for you guys' support for all these years and working with us. And I know you guys have been through some hard times, and we've come up with some pretty creative deals, I think, over the last several years and make some things work. And hoping, again, that maybe we can make something work. I sent you guys an email just to recap. You guys know, I think, that Bertie is a very, very busy place. I don't really say that as a good sales pitch. It really is truly one of the busiest counties in the state, and in some ways could be argued the busiest county in the state for forestry. Sometimes I wish some of you guys could just go hang out at our office or today and just see how many people come in and out of there for something as simple as a yard tree or their whole forest stand, trying to prescribe burn, need cost share, a management plan or something. It's a busy place. It really is. You guys are blessed with some really great soils to grow some really nice trees. And because of that, NC State Extension, as I had said in the email, in 2022, you guys received, Bertie received a stumpage value of $18 million. And that year provided around 210 jobs with a payroll of $12 million. I'm sure that helps some tax-based stuff for you guys. In 2023, it was reported y'all were number four out of 100 counties for amount of money made off wood that year. In 2020, just for the record, you guys were number one. So it varies in these numbers take a couple years to come out. That's why I don't have anything new in 2023, if you're wondering. I suspect on how much wood I've been seeing going up down the road, you're going to be in the top five for sure, if not one through three. Over the last 5 years, North Carolina Forest Service has paid out in checks to Bertie County landowners about $1.1 million, almost $1.2 million. So that's just going right back to the county for cost share to help regenerate trees, prescribe burning, pre-commercial thinning, which prevents a lot of pest problems. They're just cost share programs to help you guys landowners. Over the last couple of years, have 51 wildfires for 225 acres. In the last 5 years, you've had 188 wildfires that we went to for 700 acres. To be honest, we've been very blessed in this county. This county has a lot more potential. And I think some of that, or not some of that, a lot of that's attributed to Ahmad and staff there in Bertie County. They're really Johnny on the spot, keeping fires small. We can handle them before they get real big. Once they get real big, we got a mess. We've been very involved in floods. I have spent countless hours in your county alone on floods in the past, tornadoes, of course, wildfire response. But you guys, man, I don't know what it is of the tornado stuff, but you guys have seemed like you're in the bullseye a lot for those tornado warnings. I've been involved a lot of that with chainsaw work and things like that. And again, very quick response. We do 25 plus information and education programs every year. That's about an average, which is everything from Smokey the Bear to working with students, teaching them about forestry and how to manage the forest properly and trying to start this generation out right. You know, some could argue maybe we went wrong in some areas on most of us went in forestry, by the way, not to be public speakers as I'm doing right here. We went in forestry because we wanted to be in the woods. But anyway, here I am.
Not talking to people.
So anyway, all that in a nutshell, we really need what we ask for in the budget. Just a reminder, it's a co-op budget, so here we are state employees. I know it's confusing. I don't even know if there's anybody else under budgetary that works quite like we do, and it's complicated, to be honest. I have a lot of bosses. You guys are some of them. And so basically what we do is every year we sit down and we thoroughly go through every county budget, Bertie being the one we're talking about today, obviously, and we look at last year's numbers, what we spent, what we need as a minimum to get through that coming year. This coming year is $527,000. Good news, it's a 60-40 co-op. So the 40% is the county share. The county share this year comes out to 211. To be really honest with you guys, there's no icing on that cake. That was last year's numbers to a T if we're fully staffed. There's no extra. The good news is, well, the bad news is you could have a really bad fire, for example. The good news is you cannot be charged more than that $211,000. Just a prime example, in Terrell County, year before last, or yeah, spring before last, They had a fire that cost that. That fire was about $1.5, $2 million fire is what it cost. That county did not pay over what their county co-op was that year. Some people call it compared to an insurance policy. I think that's probably a fair comparison. So in a nutshell, that 40%, breaking it on down, that $211,000, $136,000 of that is salary and benefits. The people are expensive. The remainder of it is operational funds. Within that operational funds, we have a need that we've kind of kicked the can down the road for a couple of years, and that's a truck. It is very much upon us. Matter of fact, to be real, the state says we need two and almost three trucks right now in Bertie County. In an effort, knowing you guys are in hard times, we're trying to get every bit we can get out of it, but we cannot deny the fact that we really have to have one truck this year. I don't think we can kick that can any further. So when I looked at the proposed budget online and saw the 177 number, I'm just guessing that some of the logic may have been no truck, and because that math works out. The bad news is that is not an option, talking with management. And so if that is the number, what I've been told that means is no assistant county ranger. I started out leading with how much work there is to do in this county. It will take a toll. That is one out of five personnel less. It's a permanent position. And those call share figures, those small fire numbers, those quick responses will be impacted by that. And so I'm here to just plead one more time for the 211 in hopes that you guys would hear it. Because if not, we're going to be forced with losing position. If you're curious about the miles of the trucks, I'd be glad to go through them, but they're out of the five trucks we have, four of them are over 100,000 miles. The top one's 160,000. So you can see if we keep waiting, we're going to need two or three trucks in 1 year. And I'm just guessing that would be even harder for me to stand up here and ask for. So, any questions, Jim?
Thing said here, but Bertie County is important to us here in North Carolina. Now, we've got 27 counties here in the eastern part of the state that's in our region, and I don't make every one of these meetings, but I wouldn't want to miss Bertie County. You're one of the most important forestry counties that we have here. The resources that we can bring to the table, we have state level incident management teams, aircraft, things like that. If you guys have a big incident up here in Bertie County that are at our disposal to help you guys. So I just wanted to show my support to James and my appreciation for you folks working with us over the years, and hopefully just show the importance to you of what you mean to us here in the Coastal Plain region and throughout the state. Thank you all for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Very, very informative. So much.
Thanks for having us.
Is there anyone else?
I do not have anyone else.
Okay. So, we thank the forestry for their comments and concerns. With that being said, we'll now move right along and go into our commissioner's reports. Commissioner Robinson.
Chairman of the board, Chairman Bowers. On tomorrow, I'll be traveling to, this week, I'll be traveling to Raleigh to advocate for county some of our needs that we had already requested from our legislators.
Okay.
At my expense.
Okay. Vice Chairman Hogan.
At the moment, I don't have anything.
Commissioner.
I do not have anything.
And Commissioner Sonics.
Summer is here, so we have four good camps in the county. We have Camp Happy, we have the Corporate Extension Camp, three, and we have the Hive Camp. So be mindful of the children. It's going to be hot this summer. So if you want to donate something to any of these camps, try to take a case of water by the camps and help the facilitators of these camps support the children by making sure they're hydrated and have plenty of water. Thank you.
And myself, I'd just like to highlight for a moment to make everyone aware and remind them of the Juneteenth celebration, as well as, I believe, the town of Windsor is holding a festival. Clerk, if you can help me on that same day. I at least know, I'm at least aware of Juneteenth, but I believe it's another festival going on that same day. But I just wanted to remind the public of that. With that being said, we will now have discussion of the plans for adoption.
Commissioners, as mentioned, as of right now, the next meeting is our regular scheduled meeting, which will be a week from today, Monday, June 16th at 6 o'clock. It's a regular meeting for the month of June. So if the budget is finalized at that point or during that meeting, we can approve the budget. So I think we have two options at this point. If you all know how we can finalize this budget, of course, we're out of balance, $130,071 at this point. We could utilize this time during this meeting to determine how to balance that budget, or we could recess this meeting for a budget work session toward the end of this week so that we be prepared to adopt the budget. The board could adopt the budget on Monday. So, of course, we have at least two commissioners who will be out of town Tuesday and Wednesday. So that leaves Thursday and Friday That leaves Thursday and Friday for work session days. Again, the following Monday, regular meeting, 6 o'clock. And we have a little more time in June, but if we're able to get it taken care of, it would be ideal.
So I got a question. Why y'all think? I see you're in deep thought. Did we ever make sure the convenience centers were the right price up here?
Yes and no. When it comes to that piece, the contract, Jonathan was speaking from a contract amount. We were speaking from an amount that we're actually received and receive an invoice for that. And so I've corresponded with them, but have not confirmed exactly which amount it should be. According to the contract, it should be what's in the contract. However, I don't have an answer as to why we're not being billed for that at this time.
That's why I didn't, to add more salt to the wound, this 140, if that number was right the other day. That's what I was asking.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Very good. Of course, I'm bored. I'd like to deal with this now. Go ahead, let's look at our options.
Yeah.
Well,
so what did we add for the IT?
We added something that we didn't have. We added the website, so we took out the audio visual for Zoom meetings, and we added the website. So that line item should be $66,000.
Sorry, I'm trying to find IT.
So if we took that just to the antivirus, that would just be 12 and save us 44,000 of the 130.
Yeah, that was able to 54, right? 54,000, actually.
What? Right. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I can't add tonight. It'd take us to this 12,000, save us 54,000. Postpone the website another year and give everybody. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Well, I'm going to, I've tossed it around. Toss around. I'm going to do what nobody loves to hear. Nobody wants to do. I hate to make this recommendation. But I think the importance, first of all, balancing the budget, and also I'm inclined to process the fact that our forestry puts back over $1 million into our county. $1 million plus a year. Am I correct? Is that not just what they stated? And they are short, if I did the calculations correctly, they are short about $34,000. What did I ask? I see no other way to come up with the funds we need except to address our public education budget. And just so people will understand the reason why I'm making this recommendation, it hurts me to make the recommendation. But according to state regulations, we are maybe off a few dollars, but we are $300,000 plus above what the state requires us to give the public education, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
And right now, we as a county are in a deficit, and we need help. And we have the authority to make the necessary adjustments to do what we need to do. And with that being said, with the recommendations that I see, we need 164,000, thereabout, maybe 165 to be exact, to balance our budget and also take care of the forestry. The forestry has been before us several times, and we have not been able to assist them yet. And at any given time, natural disaster could happen, and I just think it would be, you know, proper to assist them in any way we can, especially with the way they pour back into our county.
Mr. Chairman, my thoughts are, if our manager and the superintendent of our great county could get together and work some numbers out where it wouldn't be an impact for the kids, but it would be an uplift for the citizens, the employees, and the budget and the balance, I would highly recommend that. They could get together and work some numbers out there on one accord. No.
I get blood from a tank, but I'm trying to squeeze it. I would like to continue to talk to see if we come up with questions.
Oh, no, I'm just
well, you can't just sit here idle. We have to make a decision on how we plan to address this issues.
What's the recommendation of the county manager? What do you recommend, Mr. County Manager? Are we at the end of our rope? We can't pull from anything else. Is this the last straw to go back to the school system and reduce their allocation? Is that your recommendation?
For the amount of money that we are looking for, I would have to concur. Again, there are probably some going back. I've gone back and taken a look at some line items that can be trimmed a little bit more, but it's significant compared to the overall amount that's needed. So when it comes to meeting the deficit that we have, that is the most obvious resolution at this point.
So do we look anymore at the positions that were open and how we could fill those with additional employees and cut some positions as well?
I've taken a look. I've talked to some department heads, and I don't feel comfortable or that I can justify alleviating any positions that we have. And again, after this, if there's specific positions you want to take a look at, I can take a look at those with the department head. But after going back, reviewing, speaking to department heads, I have not able to confirm any where I can justify doing that.
Is it appropriate to ask the superintendent how this would impact him, or that's out of order?
That's up to the board.
I'm new, so you know, I don't know. Hey, I apologize if I'm out of order.
My passion is this for this budget. We do what we feel is necessary to do. And hopefully in the future, things can get better. We can even visit in the future of trying to get it back to where it is. But right now, we have too big of a deficit to compensate for. And this is and we're not taking everything that we've allotted over what the state requires. We're taking about, if my calculations are correct, we're taking about half what we're giving over. And I just, at this point, county and the position that it's in, I don't think that's too much to ask at this point.
You're not going to have a lot of pushback from me. I just want you to hear that. My one pushback is that if we don't address other things in this budget, you're going to continuously take from this same pot because you've not addressed any other things, like how many people we – that's, hear me clearly. I ain't fussing at you.
Oh, no.
And I got you. But if we don't address the other things we've been talking about, like moving staff where we need them, you're going to keep continuing to – dip from that same pot. And that's the only pushback I'm gonna have.
So what you're saying is, what got us here, we're gonna be back here again, you know, address it. So I was thinking, you know, how did this happen?
Didn't one thing about it. Didn't happen last night.
Right.
It didn't. So like, I even went back and looked at like the vacation buyback. That is not, we don't have to do that, but nobody wants to hear that. Like vacation buyback, where we give people, like they trade in their days for additional money. That's an option that we do. We don't have to do that. Now it's going to cost you a lot more. It can cost you in the end run though, because so what happens is, y'all do AVL 30 days, right? Same we do in June, anything over rolls to sick. Okay.
Yes.
So they can only keep 30 days on the books for AVL. Well, you know, we're also talking about some policies that would help eat into this that we need to talk about for inclement weather. But after 30 days, we don't take them from employees. It rolls over to sick. Well, currently, they can get paid out for these days, which is we don't have to do. But now when they retire, they can get paid. Regardless, they got 30, we pay them out their day they're ready to pay when they retire. I'm just telling you, like, and that's not going to save this whole $130. I'm not saying that to you, but looking, you know, you got some that's $11,000, some that's $12,000. But again, you don't have to do that, and we do it. So some of the things that we do that we've always done has been what has got us here, LC. That's what I was trying to. If we don't start addressing some of the things we've always done and keep doing it because we've always done it, we're going to keep being always in this position.
And I agree with you, Commissioner White. My only concern is, as passionate that you know, I know all of our employees would like increases, and mm-hmm. we would love to give them to them. Unfortunately, we're stretched thin, can't give increases this year. So the last thing I feel like we need to do when we can't even give increases is bother the benefits that they do have. Mm-hmm. I'm just not in favor of that at all. But I understand what you're concerned. But that's it. Also, to support what Commissioner White says, is there are some things that need addressed. And moving forward, we need to continue to dig, continue to analyze, and continue to make the necessary corrections. But right now, we have to get our budget in place.
Well, one thing, just like Commissioner White said, I think we need really put a freeze on all the vacancies at the time until we get a handle on the budget and money that we don't be able to spend in the future moving forward. You know, and that's one reason where we are. And the overtime is another reason where we got to work the people accordingly to what fit our budget better. Like, you know, a lot of overtime in the maintenance department. Script the floors at night, but don't come in for a night.
So, more questions or concerns? Is this something that at this time needs to be a motion?
At this point, consensus, we haven't really voted on anything, mm-hmm. budget, all of the right. changes okay. that have been within the budget. You all have just given me a consensus of what to change. So if you all give me a consensus of what to change, we will make sure the changes are made, and we'll have a balanced budget prepared for you based on these changes, ready for Monday at 6.
Okay.
And at that point, of course, we'll need a motion for the budget to be approved.
Right, I understand. And at this point of the ballot that we I would like to ask my colleagues to join me in a consensus for $164,000 from the school budget to balance our budget and to take care of our posture. Probably can do this better if I can ask for a consensus, yay or nay, one by one. I would like to start with Commissioner Rocks.
I'm with you, nay.
Vice Chairman,
nay. Clark.
Commissioner Michael White,
nay.
And Commissioner Saunders.
Okay. Can't do it to the school.
So what we would do is, what date would you all like to meet to
Thursday.
Thursday at 1 it is. And County Manager, as you go back to board, you and your team.
Mm-hmm.
Not in favor of cutting any benefits, but I'm only one person. I'm not in favor of cutting any benefits by any means. Come up with it any other way. So be it. I just want to put that on. Okay. So Thursday at 1 o'clock.
If we can reset. Until that time.
Recess until that time. All right. Can I get a motion on the floor to go into closed session?
So move.
We have a motion on the floor to go into closed session by Commissioner Sinus.
Second. Sorry.
According to North Carolina General Statute 143.318.11A3 and 6.
Second.
Second by Commissioner White. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. We will now go into closed session. Excuse us, ladies and gentlemen. It is what it is.
So move, Mr. Chair, this about.
Okay. We have a motion to come out of closed session by Commissioner Robson, second by Vice Chair Hoggett. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. We are officially back out of closed session. Everybody back in.
Yes, they are, Commissioner.
Thank you so much, Mr. Joe. All right. Madam Manager, is there anything else we need to discuss?
I don't have anything. Just remember to recess, please.
Okay.
Oh, glad you said
I was on.
At this time, we will recess until Thursday, which that date?
Thursday, June 12th.
Thursday, June the 12th at 1 p.m. We're in recess. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.